Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Global Leadership Show with Pastor A.D. Finkley. It is our desire to empower your leadership and strengthen your ability to lead. For more information concerning any of these broadcasts, please contact AFM Ministries located at 13086 Old U.S. Highway 52 in the great city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our zip code is 27107. Our telephone number is 336-251-3603. Without further delay, let's talk leadership with Pastor Finkley.
God bless you, friends. This is Pastor A.D. Finkley, and it is my prayer that your day has been one of joy. And not only one of joy, but one certainly filled with bliss in the presence of the Lord. For the Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, my friend, I thank you for tuning in to the Global Leadership Show, a show designed to empower your leadership, and not only empower your leadership, but also to strengthen your ability to lead. Listen, we are in store for a wonderful broadcast on today. We're going to be dealing with what I believe to be one of the most important aspects to leadership, especially when it comes to the life of the believer. We understand and we realize that anyone can lead. But when you are born again, my friend, in other words, when you are saved, sanctified, and certainly full of the Lord's Spirit, you have an edge in your ability to lead. And that edge in your ability to lead comes from the fact that you can and should possess a supernatural ability to be able to lead that's given by God. I'm talking spiritual insight into things that others who do not have the sweet Holy Spirit, others who do not have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, as I like to call him, that they don't have. And the reason that they do not have it is because they do not possess the Spirit of God. But when you possess the Spirit of the living God, my friend, there's an edge given to you in leadership, in life, and in every other aspect and area that you could think of. And so, my friend, we're going to be discussing today leading with supernatural power. In other words, I believe with all of our heart, and now we'll discuss this biblically, and we have Bible to back us up. I believe, my friend, that we have a supernatural ability given to us by God, an empowerment that comes from the Holy Spirit to help propel our very leadership. I know that it has been approximately 2 weeks since we've been together, but praise God. We thank the Lord for air, and we thank the Lord for opportunity for us to be together once again. And so we're back on track, and we're pressing forward with our Global Leadership Show. And so, my friends, when it comes down to being a global leader, when it comes down to strengthening your ability to lead, and not only strengthening your ability to lead, but also strengthening your, empowering your ability to lead, there is something that is needed. And the reason I say for every believer, that is, there's something that is needed What I mean is that the Holy Spirit is given to us, praise God, so that it might be our edge. You know, when I look through the scriptures, one thing that I find is that when God called someone into leadership, he always empowered them to do so. In other words, what I mean is that when God, when we look at this scripturally, when God called men and also women into the avenue of leadership, into an area of leadership, there's one thing that God gave those who belonged to him, he gave them the supernatural ability to lead. Now, the reason why we are discussing this is because I want to make sure that there is a clear and distinct difference between a natural ability to lead and a supernatural ability to lead. Anybody can possess the natural ability to lead. I mean, if you take the proper classes, if you prepare yourself well, if you have the proper mentors in your life, if you are a quick learner, if you are an astute student, listen, anyone can possess the natural ability to lead. But when it comes to the life of the believer, I'm talking that ability, which is supernatural, meaning that it goes beyond any natural ability that one has when it comes down to leadership. In other words, there is a supernatural ability that comes from the Holy Ghost, that comes from the Spirit of God, that rests upon the life of the believer, that gives them an edge in their leadership. That's right, my friend, that gives them an edge in their leadership. And when we look at the Word of God, what we find constantly and repeatedly is that those whom God had called into leadership, let me tell you something, he always empowered them to do so. And so, my friend, I want you to understand one of the things that's going to help you be that leading leader, let's say that leading leader, that leader that has that edge, that leader that has that insight, that leader that, praise God, possesses the ability to come up with concepts and ideals that are just not naturally known to man, is going to be that leader and the one that God has empowered to lead. You know, oftentimes, praise God, we spend so much time pursuing leadership roles. But let me tell you something, friend. Even though we spend a great and grand amount of time pursuing leadership roles, one of the things that we should spend time pursuing is the power or the supernatural ability to do so. In other words, what I mean is we should be pursuing that supernatural ability from God to do so, to lead in the area or in the avenue in which God has called us to. Now, I know when we begin to talk about having the supernatural ability to lead or the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to lead, the first thing many of us think about is, oh, I need the supernatural ability to lead from God so that I could preach better. I know sometimes we get a tendency to think, well, I need the empowerment of the Spirit of God so that I could sing better, so that I could play better, so that I could liturgical dance better, or so that I might usher better. Well, if that's the kind of mindset that you have, my friend, you have just limited that supernatural ability that comes from the Holy Ghost. And the reason I say that is because the Holy Spirit, listen, that ability, that supernatural ability that comes from the Holy Spirit is capable of doing more than just empowering us to preach. He is capable of doing more than just empowering us to sing. Listen, if I'm a manager in the store, into the supernatural ability that is that comes from no other place than the Holy Spirit, listen, I can manage well. I can have business ideas. Concepts comes from the Holy Ghost. I'll have insight into things. All these different types of avenues, amen, that comes from the knowledge of the Holy Spirit that empowers me to be able to lead regardless of the area and the aspect in which I'm in. And so, my friend, I want us to get a clear and concise understanding that, listen, when it comes down to leading, there is something that you ought to seek from God, and that is the supernatural ability to be able to lead in the area and the avenue in which he's placed you in. Because let me tell you something, my friend, when you have that supernatural ability, it gives you an edge on all other natural leaders. And what I mean when I say natural leaders, I'm meaning that, listen, you do not have to be born again in order to be in an avenue of leadership. No, you do not. But let me tell you something. If you're going to lead with a supernatural power, then listen, let me tell you something, friend, you definitely have to be born again for that. And so those of us who are born again, those of us who have surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ, those of us who have made him Lord and made him Savior, listen, my friend, we have an access to the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in order to help us lead. And I'm telling you, what the world is looking for and what the world needs and what the world is truly desiring is for those born-again believers to rise up and lead with supernatural power. That's right, my friend, supernatural power. In other words, what I mean, I'm talking about a strength and an ability that does not come from learning, that does not come from exercise, that does not come from mentorship, but it comes from the very Holy Spirit in whom Christ said himself that he would send to the believer so that he would not leave us comfortless. And so, my friend, when it comes to leadership, I want you to understand that I know you may have been praying for doors to be open. I know that you may have been praying, praise God, for avenues to open up for you. But what I want you to begin to seek the Lord for is that supernatural ability to lead. Let me tell you something. There is power that's given to us for more than just preaching. There's power that is given to the believer for more than just singing. There is a supernatural ability given from God for more than just playing on the keyboard. Oh, no, I'm talking to someone who wants to open up a school. I'm talking to someone who wants to start a bakery. I'm talking to someone who wants to run a daycare. I'm talking to someone who wants to found a bank. I'm talking to some born-again believer who wants to move into the avenue of the city council and government. And let me tell you something, my friend. There is a supernatural ability given from God for you to have an edge in your leadership in all of these different areas. And so when we began to seek God for supernatural ability, Lord, let me tap into this supernatural ability that's given by the Holy Spirit for me to lead so that when the door opens up, when the opportunity is given, when the chance arises, when the change in the situation comes, I can lead with an edge because I'm not leading from my own strength, my own power, and my friend, I'm leading from that supernatural ability that comes from the Holy Spirit. And so, my friend, I want you to understand that, listen, when it comes down to effective leadership, when it comes down to cutting-edge leadership, I'm talking about leading with supernatural power, leading with the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, and sometimes, my friend, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to break that trend. And the reason I say that it's hard for us to break that trend is because we think, here we go again, we think that the power of the Holy Spirit is only for preaching and teaching. And so we feel that, if we're going to tap into that supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit, then we've got to be behind the microphone opening up a text or a scripture. But I'm telling you, my friend, I want to change your train of thought. Oh, no. Listen, let's don't minimize the power and ability that lies within the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, let's realize that, listen, this same Holy Spirit that moves on me when I preach, when I sing, when I play, when I usher, listen, when I liturgical dance, this same Holy Spirit will move while I'm sitting down at the board meeting. Oh, come on. Now, I'm not talking about a church board meeting either. I'm talking about the board meeting at a Fortune 500 company. Let's get God outside the box. Listen, this same supernatural ability that moves on me to speak in tongues is the same supernatural ability that will move on me in the classroom. Let me tell you something, friend. When we tap into the supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you what I know to be true. Listen, we can lead with such an effectiveness that the world has not seen. You want to know why the Bible says that the world knows not the Holy Spirit? Because they never seen him and never known him. Ah, but friend, we have a blessed promise. Because the Bible says in John chapter 14 that this same supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit will be in us and with us. In other words, he's not going anywhere. And so while I'm at church, the Holy Spirit is there. When I'm at the board meeting, I'm not talking about a church board meeting either. The Holy Spirit is there. Listen, when I'm planning, when I'm making my business plans, listen, when I'm working on my budget, listen, when I'm making my business proposal, when I'm doing all these other areas and avenues of things, listen, the same Holy Spirit that moved upon me while I was in the four walls of the church will move upon me while I'm in these other areas and these other aspects of leadership. And so if you're going to be the cutting edge leader that I know God is calling you to be, you have to tap into that supernatural ability, that supernatural power that comes from no other place than the Holy Spirit. Because I'm telling you, my friend, it's going to be your cutting edge. It's going to be the very thing that sets you apart from all other natural leaders. I'm talking about supernatural leadership here, my friend. In other words, listen, we've got five senses that all mankind learn by. And they hear, they see, they taste. All of these things are the same amongst all men, the five senses. But listen, let me tell you something. If you're born again, you have a sixth sense called the Holy Spirit himself, and he is in you, and he is certainly with you. And if you will tap into him, I'm telling you, there is a supernatural ability that will come upon your leadership that will thrust you to the forefront of leadership in the day in which we're living in. And so, my friend, I'm excited about this, that, listen, when it comes down to leadership, listen, we have to spend some time not so much pursuing the leadership position. I'm not saying not to. Not so much pursuing the leadership position, but let's pursue God for the ability, the supernatural ability to lead in the position that we're pursuing him for. Isn't that right, my friend? And so we understand this because when we look at the Word of God, we find that those whom God had called into the forefront of leadership, he always gave them supernatural ability to do so. In other words, what I mean is that he always empowered those in whom he had called to the forefront of leadership. And let me tell you something, friend, the same way that God empowered those whom he called into the forefront of leadership is the same way that God is going to and desires to empower you because he has called you into the forefront of leadership. Listen, God did not call you into leadership for you to sit on the sideline. Oh, no. He called you because he wanted to put you in the game. He called you into leadership because he wants to use you as an agent of change. And let me tell you something, my friend, because he wants to use you to be into the game and because he wants to use you to be an agent of change, listen, he's going to give you the supernatural ability to do so. You know what, my friend, when we look back at the scriptures, let's start in the Old Testament because I want to make my case that those whom God had called into leadership. Listen, he empowered them to do so. In other words, you know what happened? He let his sweet Holy Spirit rest upon them. That's right. He placed the Holy Spirit upon them so that their leadership would be different. Their leadership would not be natural leadership, but it would be supernatural leadership. And let me tell you something. The area that you're trying to lead in, listen, you don't need another natural leader. That's right. I'm talking about somebody with no insight. I'm talking about somebody with no revelation. I'm talking about somebody with no fresh concept and ideas. No, they don't need another natural leader there. They need somebody that has a supernatural ability, that has fresh insight, that has fresh revelation, that has fresh vision. That's what I'm talking about, supernatural leadership. But when we look at the Word of God, let's establish our point because I don't want you to think that Pastor Pinkley is on the show just babbling his ideals and his thoughts. No, this is Bible, friends. This is Bible. And so when we look at the Word of God, we find that when it came time for Moses and the elders to rise to the occasion of leadership. The Bible declares that God placed his spirit upon them. You know, if you go back and get an opportunity, you'll look at the elders there with Moses in Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 through 17, and Numbers chapter 12. You'll find that, listen, God placed his spirit upon them. You know, when Moses chose out the 70, which is believed was the Sanhedrin, the beginning of the Sanhedrin, God told him, listen, I want you to pick out 70 elders. God made some requirements, and he said, the spirit that's upon you, I'm going to take it out of you, and I'm going to put it upon them. Well, what kind of spirit did Moses have on him? Moses had the spirit of the Lord on him. Come on. And so we see that when God called these 70 elders along with Moses to help govern the people of God, listen, what did he do? He empowered them to do so. Oh, my God, so much we could teach, my friend. Listen, if you get an opportunity, I want you to go back and I want you to look at Exodus chapter 5, 26, chapter 25, Exodus chapter 25, 26, 27, when it came time to, praise God, build the tabernacle. Let me tell you something. Even those who were cutting wood, those who were making the furniture to go inside of the tabernacle, God did what? He empowered them to do so. And so let me tell you something. God always, when he calls someone, listen, to lead regardless of the capacity and which that leadership is, listen, there's a supernatural ability that comes from God. You know what, my friend, I'm thinking about Othniel in Judges chapter 3. The Bible declares that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He was a judge in order to lead. That's right. I'm talking about Othniel. If you remember, that's Caleb's nephew. That's who it was. It was Caleb's nephew. And when Israel found themselves completely out of the will of God, they needed a leader to raise up and to lead the people out of the mess that they were in. I'll say that. That's a nice word. Out of the mess that they were in. And when God raised up Othniel, let me tell you something. I know I'm telling you what he did. When God raised him up to lead the people of God out of the mess that they were in, one of the things that God did was he placed his spirit upon Othniel to be able to lead the people out of the mess that they were in. I'm thinking about Gideon, Judges chapter 6. God put his spirit upon him. I'm thinking about Jephthah, Judges chapter 11. Samson, Judges chapter 13 and 14. Listen, even when Saul was chosen to be king, God let his spirit fall upon Saul because Saul was going to be the leader of the people. And see, what I'm building here, friend, is that when it comes down to leadership, there's a supernatural ability that comes along with it, but you've got to tap into it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 10 there, right around verse number 6, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul, and Saul began to prophesy. Oh, my God. In other words, Saul began to declare the works of God. Listen, you can talk about David and Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 16, that when David got anointed king, the Bible declared that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Why? Because God had called him into leadership. And the same way, my friend, that the Spirit of God fell upon these men in the Old Testament that God had called into leadership is the same way that the Lord wants the Spirit of God to fall upon you so that you can lead in the area in which he places you in. And so I know that we spend so much time being in pursuit of position, but let me tell you something, we should be also in pursuit for the power to handle the position that we are in. Isn't that right, friend? And so I know some people are saying, I know we're about out of time. I'm telling you, I don't know where the time flies. But listen, I know some people are saying that, well, Reb, I know that those are all good Old Testament examples, but we don't find any New Testament examples. Well, my friend, I came to change your mind about that, because what you'll find in the New Testament is the same principle, that those whom God called into leadership, he empowered them to do so. And so I'm thinking about John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1, verses 15. That's right, and 39 through 41. You know, the Bible says that when Jesus and John met, while Jesus was in the womb of Mary and John was in the womb of Elizabeth, the Bible says when those two women met together, praise God, the Bible said that John the Baptist leaped inside of Elizabeth's womb, and you know what he was. And you know what happened? The Bible says that he was filled with the Holy Ghost. In other words, he was empowered before he ever came out of the womb. And so when John showed up on the scene and began to preach and teach, let me tell you something, he preached and taught like no other. Why? Because there was an extra something on his words. There was an extra something on his leadership. And let me tell you something, we won't call him something because the Bible declares that he's a person. And let me tell you something, the person in which I'm talking about is the Holy Spirit. And so there was a supernatural ability behind John's preaching. Well, let's move on, my friend. Let's talk about Jesus. You know what? Before Jesus began his earthly ministry, I know we like to go to John chapter 3, and we like to talk about how he changed water into wine, and that was his first miracle in Cana of Galilee. And, you know, I understand that, and what a wonderful account of what the Lord done. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we get a tendency to forget what happened in Luke chapter 3. Well, what happened in Luke chapter 3? You remember, I'm thinking right around verse number 23. After John baptized Jesus, the Bible said that he came out of the water, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. In other words, you know what that meant? That meant that Jesus was empowered. Listen, he was empowered to carry out the work of the Lord that God had called him to. And so, my friend, if Jesus, if John, if David, if Samson, if Jephthah, if Gideon, Othniel, the 70 elders, Moses, if all of them were empowered to be leaders, my friend, I'm telling you, there's a supernatural ability that comes from God that wants to rest upon your life so that your leadership will be a revolutionary leadership. I'm talking about one that's led by the power and the Spirit of Almighty God. And so, my friend, listen, Jesus in Luke chapter 3, listen, the Bible declares that after he got baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And so we find in Luke chapter 4, immediately following, after being in the wilderness, being tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights, I'm talking fast, friends, because we're almost out of time. But listen, after being tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says that Jesus returned to the synagogues, picked up the scroll, and began to read Isaiah chapter 61. And the Bible declares, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, my God. In other words, listen, I am empowered. And when Jesus got finished quoting Isaiah chapter 61, at the end of that saying, you know what he told those that was in that meeting place? He says, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. Listen, we want to talk about John chapter 20. I'm talking about those whom God had called into the forefront of leadership. He always empowered them. When you talk about John chapter 20, listen, this is before we even get to Acts. I'm telling you, my friend, that you find in John chapter 20, right around 21 and 22, you know what the Lord said to them? He says, listen, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. In other words, he's telling the disciples, I'm calling you in the leadership. I'm sending you out. You are going to be my leaders. You're going to be the ones that I use to birth the church. You know what the Lord says to them? He says, as my Father sent me, listen, my friend, I'm sending you, but I'm not going to send you in natural ability. I'm going to send you with a supernatural power on you that, listen, when times get hard, you'll be able to stand. When the moment gets difficult, you won't turn around. Listen, when you're rejected, listen, you won't give up. You'll be able to hang in there. You'll be able to stay focused. You'll stay on task. You will revolutionize everybody that you come in contact with. And the way that you're going to do that, the Bible says that after he said those words, you go back and read it for yourself. He said, the Bible says that Jesus said, Jesus breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In other words, listen, receive some power to be able to lead in the area that I called you to. And so when it comes to leadership, let me tell you something. When it comes to leadership, it's not all about classes. It's not, and I have nothing wrong with it. It's not all about Bible college. It's not all about all of these external things that often we get caught up in. But what it really is about, and that's the crutch that's going to make your leadership different from anybody else's leadership, any other natural leadership, is the supernatural ability to do so. And that supernatural ability comes from tapping into the Holy Ghost. We find the same principle with the apostles, in 120 men, Acts chapter 1, 5, 8. And chapter 2, and verse number 4, we find this with the deacons in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. We find that God is still in power and leaders. I'm telling you how he's empowering leaders. He's empowering leaders all the way in Acts chapter 9 with Paul and his conversion, before Paul preached, before Paul taught. Let me tell you something. God gave him the supernatural ability. He sent Ananias down there to lay hands upon Paul. And the Bible says that, listen, scales fell from his eyes, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something, friend. You've been called into the forefront of leadership. You've been called for such a time as this. You've been called for such a moment as this. You've been called because this is by divine design. And let me tell you something. The thing that's going to make you different, the thing that's going to cause your leadership to rise to the cross, is the mere fact that you've been empowered to do so. And so, my friend, I don't want you simply pursuing position. Pursue the power to be in the position. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be on you.